Just this week, the last survivor of the Titanic died. Melvina Dean had been the youngest passenger on the Titanic. She was only 2 months old when she and her family embarked on their voyage to America, a journey that was to take them to a new land, to start a new life. But obviously, it was a passage that turned into a nightmare when the Titanic hit an iceberg and began to take on water. Traveling with her mother, father, and older brother, Ms. Dean was so small she had to be lowered into a lifeboat in a postal sack. She was saved along with her mother, and though she and her mother had been separated from their older brother, the three of them were taken safely aboard the Carpathia, a ship which responded to the Titanic's distress call. But her father was not so fortunate. He was one of the more than 1,500 passengers and crew of that ship that died that fateful night in those icy waters. Her death marks the turning of a page, when the last passenger of this tragic voyage no longer walks among us, even though Ms. Dean was but an infant when she sailed upon that ship, though she only learned that she had been a passenger on the Titanic when she was 8 years old. For her and for all aboard the ship that night, the voyage was not a piece of history, but a part of their reality, an event that shaped and defined their lives. Ms. Dean's death reminds me that daily those who fought for freedom and democracy during World War II, that greatest generation, is rapidly dying. What was part of their memory is for the rest of us just a piece of history. I can't help but wonder how culture and thought are redefined as those who have experienced an event die, an event slips from the present into the past and is relegated to the history books or placed within a museum rather than being an experience that is remembered, that has touched a person's life. There are those who are already asking, how will the Jewish people be transformed when the last of the survivors die, when the Shoah, the Holocaust, slips from being a first-person event to an historical one? Already for most Jews, the Holocaust is something they learned about in school. It's not part of their personal memory, but a lesson that they've been taught events and dates to be memorized. Perhaps they had the opportunity to hear a first-person account, to meet and listen as a survivor told his or her story. But soon, even this will no longer be the case. The events of the Holocaust will no longer be told by those who have lived through it. Those who live through an event are transformed by it. They are sculpted and reshaped. The very rhythm of their lives are affected by that which they are living through as it is happening. No time for reflection, no perspective, just now. While those who learn only about an event as part of history may be touched by it, even troubled by what they've come to know, but the beat of one's life is not changed. As we safely sit in the lecture hall or in front of a television watching the History Channel, we have a distance. We're protected from what we are learning. We may even think that it will never happen again. There remains a chasm between living through versus learning about. Not recognizing this difference is to imagine that seeing the movie versus being a passenger on the Titanic are the same experience. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.